Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of Straight No Chaser. I am your host, The Torah, and we've been doing this for about 8 or 9 years, though, but it's a good evening to be on. I guess you're ready for the end, right? The beginning of the end, as some of you think, you prognosticators and you false prophets. Actually, even if you didn't vote for Donald Trump, it's a wonderful time because we're actually watching the escalation of Bible prophecy, which is being fulfilled, and it's got to be that way. The only ones who are afraid are the ones who are holding on to a false hope and a false security. You're not looking through the proper lenses in the first place. Straight No Chaser, designed to bring you urban perspective, and also a biblical perspective as it pertains to today's current events. I want to thank you once again for tuning in. We're not going to have a long show today. Just got through watching some of the pre-inauguration concert, and I've never seen anything so white in my life. I guess it was a beautiful sight to see, because they're going to make America great again. And according to their standards, looks like they're on the way. Looks like it'll be right back where it was and where it's supposed to be, the way they originally intended, according to the Constitution, for this country to be, which, of course, just us. Justice never included us. We were brought here on ships, and many of these people don't even realize they're migrants as well, and that they stole this land from people that they claim sold it and traded it to them, but they stole it from them. So we'll see just how great America will get again. Nevertheless, there's no haterade in my blood, but I do realize that this is a time we're going to have to stand for what we believe in, draw the lines of demarcation, and stand our ground. Racism never stopped existing because we have different races, and I don't really see a problem with people loving and supporting their own. I said, and I was talking to the wife, and we were talking about a statement that I made over 2 years ago where Martin Luther King made it clear. He said, listen, I fear that I have integrated my people into a burning house. Before the civil rights movement, we had our own communities, our own restaurants, our own bus lines, our own banks, schools. We supported each other. We took care of each other. We were well-to-do. We had places like in Tulsa, Oklahoma, we had Black Wall Street. We were doing good. But because of the curses and because of a few people who wanted to get besides themselves because they wanted to be integrated, like we've always done, according to scriptures, we wanted to be like the other nations because we felt less than. But I think some of us are starting to realize we were better off. There is a difference between people, but we can get along. I agree with the fact that we can get along. The Bible I read tells us not to abhor an Edomite. I know they hate that term, but they call us every byword under the sun, in which some of those names I don't have to use today. But I refuse to stand up and be called or named after two continents, African-American, or the name of a color of a crayon, black, which I am not. So let's just be realistic about it. There's a lot of hatred going on out there. There's a lot of people that think we're upset, that we're jealous. This thing called politics and presidencies and Congress, and this has never worked for our people, okay? We're proud to be able to be here and be able to take care of our families and have dignity and have pride, be resilient and have faith in our God and wait for the hope that is to come. But nevertheless, this never did work in our favor. It was always against us. But we take pride in knowing who we are as a people, what we're capable of, which we've demonstrated to the world, who we really are, what we shall be, and there are those of us that will represent until the right time comes. Trust me, if your hope is in policies that destroy families, then your hope is of sand, dust in the wind. And it will not stand, and it will not mean anything. If you're putting your trust and hope in a group of men that are going to get together and conspire to fatten their own pockets and to make sure that their existence carries on, you've got to be kidding me. There's over 7 billion people in the world, and you're just a number. If you've got a Social Security number, you're a part of stock. You're being publicly traded. They know what you're worth. They're still going to get rid of your Social Security and everything else. So you can believe in the face, which is a facade that you see at that inauguration tomorrow. But at the end of the day, you're going to see that there are some things deemed dissipate, to fall, and to come to naught pretty much. So nevertheless, we've got a few things we want to talk about this evening. I'm going to get straight to it. I'm fascinated that today Obama broke a world presidency record once again by shortening the sentences of many imprisoned felons. He signed over 1,700. I don't even know how he did that, but today being his last day, he tried to hurry up and shorten the sentences of many people who were wrongfully accused. Actually, that's not enough, because probably half the prison population, which consists of minorities, have been wrongfully accused. Also, he got the chance to sign probably another 10, 20, 30 executive orders that will be enforced by your new president, Mr. Orange Man himself, Donald Trump. Never think for a moment that they're not working in tangent with each other. It's a passing of the baton. If you're listening to what you see on the news about there will not be a peaceful transition and everything they're feeding us, I think some of you should start to realize that we were fed a crock about Obama when he won and what we thought he would do and what we thought he was going to do. We thought he would create a two-state solution before he got out of there. Then at the end he says, that's virtually impossible. You're constantly, as the public, being played by what is known as the media. And now since they know that you tune into social media and that you ascribe to that, they have this thing called fake news. And they're going to let out legislation to fight the fake news. This is amazing. So nevertheless, I got some clips I want to play for you. We're going to talk about case number 1555563, something I wanted to talk about last week. We're going to talk about deism and agnosticism, which is definitely on the rise. Things going on in the Christian church, which is turned into Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. I know they're supposed to be going out of business, but I think they've passed the baton to the Christian church because you got a bunch of clowns over there. The passing of one of their bishops who was definitely a pedophile, I think that that's the signaling of the death of some things to come. You've got homosexuals, lesbians, and LGBTQ2, whatever they are, up in arms about this presidency because they feel they won't be supported. How dare you ever stop to forget for 1 minute that they painted the entire White House in rainbow colors? There's so much I can say about that and what really transpired with that presidency, those adopted children, what was going on there, but that's not what this show's about. We already talked about Obama's executive orders. I'm not going to go into those tonight, but there was an interesting video that I saw today that talked about what could possibly happen tomorrow at the inauguration. And I want to take a listen to that. Let's listen to the possibilities of what's being said, and I'm going to see if we can hear this clear over the phone. Skype has given me fits and Blog Talk because they know there's a lot of so-called truthers out there today and over the weekend that will be trying to broadcast things, and they're trying to begin to censor that. We know that the media will begin to censor the internet a lot with this presidency to come. Nevertheless, let me see if I can play some of these videos for you, some of the so-called possibilities of what could happen tomorrow at the inauguration. Bear with me for 1 second.
It's going to happen. Hopefully nothing will happen, but I looked into it. It's a verified report. You've got a very important figure stepping down at an unusual time immediately after Donald Trump is sworn in on inauguration day, January 20th. And it coincides with the whole creepy trail throughout the election, with odd comparisons of Trump to JFK. One of the most memorable was Bill Gates. And, you know, there's been a whole string of fake news attacks and clashes with the media.
Mr. President-elect, since you are attacking our news organization, can you give us a chance?
Your organization.
You are attacking our news organization. Can you give us a chance to ask a question, sir?
Go ahead.
Sir,
I'm not going to give you a question.
Can you say categorically?
You are fake news.
Sir,
go ahead.
Can you say categorically that nobody...
including one in which there was a false report saying that Trump planned to, quote, shake up the CIA, scale back CIA staff at the agency headquarters, and force them out of the country.
This is the leader of one of the three arms of government, the executive branch. He is now, before taking office, told two elements of that executive branch, the FBI and the CIA, that he doesn't trust them. This is unbelievable.
MSNBC even had the headline, confronted with intel he didn't like, Trump buys major CIA changes. But the report was 100% untrue, at least according to Trump's soon-to-be press secretary, Sean Spicer. The administration, his cabinet, his appointees, didn't make any kind of statement like that. But on the other hand, it's chilling if you take into account that it was JFK who was once famously talking about splintering the CIA into 1,000 pieces, scattering it into the winds. What many people consider to be a primary trigger to what got JFK killed. And you add that to the false reports about Trump and Putin and the golden showers, which was clearly fake but meant to antagonize him because he questioned the intelligence agencies, because he did not go along with the narrative that Russia supposedly hacked the election to stop Hillary from winning. All this stuff has been piling up, and now, to top all that off, Obama has officially ordered the U.S. Army General, who's in charge of the Washington, D.C. unit of the National Guard, which is an integral part of overseeing the inauguration. He's being ordered to step down his command effectively January 20th, 12:01 p.m., immediately after Trump is sworn in. But no, this is not routine. This is not just the way they change out.
Let me comment on this real quick. First of all, you're hearing reports that Trump's goal, and this part may be very true, is to try and disseminate CIA and FBI tactics and what they're doing. And they said this is what led to the assassination of JFK, that Trump is coming in the same way. And he does have protection on some particular end, and he is going against the status quo. So there is some rift amongst the upper elites. But if you really look down at certain things, the CIA and FBI don't have the American population's best interest in mind. Then you've got Obama telling the head of the National Guard, who's supposed to oversee security for the inauguration, telling him to step down at 12:01 p.m. as soon as Trump is inaugurated. As soon as it's done, step down, get out of the way, which is very peculiar. Now, we do have people saying that the Russians helped Trump get into the presidency. They're saying that the Russians have a sex tape on Trump, but people don't even know that the Clinton cartel also was responsible for a lot of the Oregon Ranch raids and different raids to take over certain plots of land that were uranium enriched because they had promised these areas to the Russians. So nobody knows the truth about what part these Russians are playing, but we know that a lot of Russians were sent out of this country. Now, these are just probabilities of possibilities of things that could happen tomorrow. I don't ascribe, nor do I really care about what will transpire tomorrow. I'm looking for a different promised hope, but I just want you to fathom the possibilities because I know everyone will be tuned into the reality show that's led by the king of reality shows, Donald Trump. Let's continue listening.
Almost every time. The man who's being fired basically says he's appointed by the president, he'll step down at the president's command, but he wasn't given a reason why, he wasn't told. And so Major General Errol Schwartz says, quote, the timing is extremely unusual because during the inauguration, Schwartz is in charge not only of the Washington, D.C. National Guard, but also of 5,000 other troops sent in from across the country. He's coordinating that. And he was also overseeing military air support, protecting the nation's capital. So for him to step down suddenly as soon as Trump's command starts, huge vulnerability. It's a red flag. People should be asking questions as to why that's happening. And one of the reasons it's most creepy is because it's almost exactly what happened in Dallas the day that JFK was killed. You had changes in the Secret Service duty. You had military black op commanders. Fletcher Prouty talked about how they were told to stand down. In Washington, you had units standing down. The units standing by in Texas were standing down. And you couple that with all the conflicts of interest and the bizarre nexus points, and it's pretty obvious that a coup took place. And if anything does happen, if anything were to happen, hopefully it won't, because it would be terrible for the stability of this country. It goes against everything that our country is supposed to be about, peaceful transition, duly elected officials, and the will of the people. But if anything does happen, this will be one of the biggest red flags, one of the first places to look. And by the way, they're changing out the presidential limo just in time for the inauguration. Well, the Beast model that Obama used during his presidency is being retired, and it's being replaced by a new limo, which should be fine, unless, of course, in hindsight, there's anything wrong with that. The point is, he's been antagonizing the establishment. He's been attacking all the figures, senators, former presidents, rivals, media figures.
President elect, a person who has tried to discredit, disparage, and dismantle the existing intelligence community.
But of course, he's part of that same establishment. He's got bankers and neocons in his cabinet, been cozying up to these people. But he's also continued to make certain statements.
The CIA has concluded that Russia intervened in the election to help you win the presidency. Your reaction?
I think it's ridiculous. I think it's just another excuse. I don't believe it.
General Michael Hayden used to head the NSA and the CIA.
You know, an awful lot of tweets President-elect put out there about the American Republicans feel a bit like trash talk.
You know, trying to make the CIA and the intelligence community seem irrelevant, pointing out when they're wrong. And if that comes to a head, it's not just mentioning words. It could be a very direct threat on Trump. And that's the way they're talking. Senator Chuck Schumer made a veiled threat to Trump, telling him that he's both dumb for taking on the intelligence community and for defying the CIA.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways for Sunday to get back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he'd be really dumb to do this.
And he made a direct allusion to the JFK assassination.
From what I am told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them.
And that is how the real power in this country maintains and regulates the system that we think we have. Everyone seems to be clinging to the illusion that your vote matters, and choosing your president and your leaders can affect policy. There's a whole lot more to it, and the real people making policy are deeply entrenched. Trump may be nudged by his advisors, but if he does buck the system, there's another check and balance put in place by the national security state that's been here since World War II, and JFK has already shown that lesson to the world, and no other president has really significantly dared to buck that system.
And so it's clear that we have Donald Trump, who is thinking about bucking the system, not staying in the White House, wanting to stay in Trump Towers, not using the entire Secret Service to guard and protect his family, but his own personal security, and making disparaging remarks about the NSA, the FBI, the CIA. Once again, I said, I don't care, but these people work for the secret elite that actually structure your policies that you think your vote is changing. No, there is an end game, and it's already been decided. You're nothing but sheeple. And according to those Georgia Guidestones, there will be a plan implemented to destroy at least 2/3 of the world's population and trying to get us from being 7 billion people in the world to 500 million people in the world. So can I ask a question? Where the hell do you think you're going to run if you get a passport and a plane ticket if they're trying to destroy that many people because they figure they've got enough money to go into their underground bunkers? So there's even more tension coming than what they think transpired with Obama, because when these people at the top begin to fight against each other, it's a power struggle and somebody ends up dead. Let's continue to listen to what they're putting out there. And this is just we're just listening to the possibilities. I am not in any way trying to say this is what's going to happen tomorrow, tonight, or something like that. But this is the concern. This is legitimate of what he's doing. And you're going to have a legitimate power struggle throughout the global construct.
Intelligence community would do if they were more.
I don't know. A number of strange things mounting regarding Donald Trump's inauguration, things that have a very ominous overtone, which could mean that something very large is coming down the pipeline. What do I mean? Well, stay tuned as The Outer Dark brings you 5 ingredients for chaos at Donald Trump's inauguration day. Number 5, first some context. Inauguration Day is the day when Donald Trump will be sworn in as the 45th President of the United States. And there is no doubt, at least to a number of researchers, that Donald Trump has climbed to office in perhaps the hardest climb possible for any candidate in modern history. His election war chest was far smaller than Hillary Clinton, and it seemed like the entire establishment was against him. at every single turn. But what are the signs that something ominous might be ahead for Donald Trump on Inauguration Day? Well, number four, a spokesman for the National Guard said on Friday the 13th, January 2016, that Major General Errol Swartz, who is the head of the National Guard in Washington, D.C., will be stepping down at 12.01 p.m. on January the 20th. That is a special date and time because that just happens to be the exact date and time that, in fact, Donald Trump has been sworn in as the 45th President of the United States. Now, unlike most National Guard units, the actual general, who is General Errol Swartz, is actually commanded by the president himself. Since the National Guard serves as at the pleasure of the president or current president of the United States within Washington, D.C., which means this order came from Barack Obama himself. When asked about this as to the reasoning why this happened, Errol Swartz told numerous newspaper outlets that the timing is very unusual, but that he's just a soldier and has to follow orders. So what does this mean? Well, it's unusual for numerous reasons. First off, Swartz has largely been associated with providing security around the inauguration with a number of different other intelligence assets and special operations. So what does this mean? Why change the guard literally at the moment that Donald Trump has sworn in? Well, to a number of researchers, this is a very ominous sign of something big about to happen. But what might be about to happen, and why is he being told to stand down? Well, number three, former senior CIA clandestine service officer Robert Steele stated in a previous interview with The Outer Dark there was a real risk that there could be an assassination of Donald Trump. And Robert Steele goes on to state that this possible threat is explained in none other than Donald Trump's cabinet picks. And if we go further down Robert Steele's breadcrumb, then we can see that, in fact, Donald Trump seems to be surrounding himself with none other than the people you would need in case of an Armageddon. But where does Donald Trump believe it's coming from? Well, number two, the greatest clue as to where Donald Trump thinks the attack is coming from is perhaps illuminated by the fact that Donald Trump has integrated his own private security with that of the Secret Service. Which means if we follow the logical thread here, he's expecting whatever that could happen, whether assassination or something else, to come from within the echelons of power within the United States itself. This is perhaps the CIA itself, or likewise intelligence agencies, or perhaps factions thereof, agents of perhaps the deep state within the United States, which seem to be at odds with Donald Trump or providing a well-funded campaign against him in the media and behind the scenes. Number one, or perhaps the greatest sign, at least to me and a few other researchers, is that something that seems rather small, at least on the grand scale, has really major ramifications, and that is the expulsion of over 35 Russian diplomats, including the Russian ambassador from the United States. Now you might think, what does this have to do with anything really? Well, Vladimir Putin seems to have very warm relations with Donald Trump, which means that Vladimir Putin is most likely in favor of Donald Trump. So ask yourself, what does the mass expulsion of Russian diplomats and high-ranking officials achieve within the United States? Well, it achieves many things, but perhaps the one thing that is the most telling is it blinds Russia's intelligence capabilities, at least operating within the United States, and perhaps blinds any ability for Russia to see an overarching pattern within the geopolitical structure which would enable it to warn Donald Trump or even fault any kinds of attempts at an assassination of Donald Trump. So think about that for a moment. The expulsion of Russian ambassadors was actually set up under the guise of Russia hacking the election. But really, was that really what it was about? Well, guys, at the end of the day, you'll have to decide for yourself.
So there you have it, the possibilities, some of the things that people are taking a look at that are a little peculiar, a little bit strange, that'll be taking place on the inauguration, namely the stepping down of the general for the National Guard, the people he surrounded himself with, and his spear of an assassination attempt coming from within. So there you go. It's the media, and we don't know who to trust, but we do know that the biggest thing about Satanism is to be able to control the minds of the masses, and that's what happens in witchcraft,
And that's done through media, through lies, to the point where people don't know what to believe, but they swear their allegiance in false popes. And so we have to be mindful of mind control. Like I said once before, I can care less what happens tomorrow because there is something greater that's looming and coming soon. Let's take a small break. I'll be right back. I'm actually making light of the situation. I'm telling people we're sitting on the precipice of Armageddon and the doom and the end of the world and the end of politics the way we know it. But nevertheless, a lot of people think we're sitting at the birds, the beginning of a race war. Listen, nothing is about to change or transpire. We're under the false misconception that something's actually about to change. There is a shadow government, an elite group of people that have a global interest, and it does not include you. So spiritually, we try and awaken you. If you happen to be around, please tune in to our Sabbath show on the Shabbat, where we talk about things that really make a difference about you elevating and raising your mind and your spirit to be prepared for that is to come upon the earth, because the earth can only take so much. There's a lot of mind control, smoke and mirrors, illusion, and a lot of the things you've been witnessing that you think are real are not real. But however, there are policies, there are things out there meant to kill, destroy our people, and get you to willfully play along with the destruction of your bodies and your temples. One of them I want to talk about is a case that's before the Supreme Court, which is case number 155563. And what I'm going to do is play this clip first, and then I will comment on this clip about this particular federal case that's coming after your children. Let's listen to this.
Hi, this is Kathleen Arthur again, and I'm on the third floor of the Russell Building, and I have seen all of the legislative aides on floors 1 through 3, and I have played them the clip of the social worker Right to Life federal case number 15-55563, and I have given them the news article, the one and only news article about our social worker's Right to Life case. This case is one step away from the Supreme Court. And the question is, do social workers have the constitutional right to lie? And if they plant evidence and lie, are they immune from this or not? This is being heard in our federal court. The closing arguments have been done, and now they are awaiting the decision. If the federal court decides to go ahead and allow this, that means that our social workers, they're going to set the precedent all over America that the social workers have the constitutional right to lie, commit perjury, plant evidence, and take your child. That is exactly what this case is about. There has been one news article on this issue. This is a fundamental right to parent issue, as our news medias are not doing a good job on it. Our news medias have turned into a gossip column. I'm surrounded by them here. They're all over the place. And what are they covering? They're covering Donald Trump. They're covering Hillary Clinton. But they're not covering the fact that our government is stealing our children and have the right to lie. They have the right to take our children, and we have no recourse because the social workers are immune. So I have gone to all the senators on the first, second, and third floor in the Russell Building, and they are appalled. I played them the clip on the Right to Life case, which is a federal case, one step away from the Supreme Court. None of them have even heard of this. They're relying on their news from the media, who's covering gossip, but they're not covering real news that's going to affect people. So that's what I'm here. I have a claim from Washington. I have the federal court case clip, and I've got the news article, and I'm going door to door, and they are horrified. They cannot believe it, and they can't believe they haven't heard of this. So I'm going to keep going on it, and I'm going to report some real news. Not how Trump's doing today, not how Hillary is doing today. I'm going to report stuff like, do social workers have the constitutional right to lie and plant evidence to take your children? Boy, that's a court, federal court case issue. It's gotten that bad to where hearsay, which is allowed in family court, has evolved into a right to lie for social workers and plant evidence. So that's real news, and that's what I'm going to be here taking care of. It's my only mission. I've come with a big problem, but I have two solutions that will take care of it. Number one is we must remove hearsay for family court. Hearsay is not allowed in federal court or in criminal court, but hearsay, which is basically the right to lie, is allowed in family court, and that has evolved into this horrific situation where now social workers are targeting poor children who qualify for 4E and disabled for removal from their home and adoption. It's a form of legal kidnapping. So, I'm here. I got one more floor to do. I'm going to do the heart tomorrow, probably. But I'm mad as hell, and I'm going to get this out to them, and we got to stop them from being able to steal our children. So I'm still working. Well, see you later. Bye.
There you have it. That was Kathy Arthur, and that is the federal case called the Rock. I know you haven't heard about that, and you're not going to hear about it because they don't want you to know about this. And that's why it's a big thing. Oh, may the Most High help us all. That's why it is so big right now, so big about fake news, because they want to censor any type of news like this from getting out, because you don't hear about these cases that are one step away from the Supreme Court, where hearsay is the so-called truth in family court because the government wants to take away your kids. That's right. You people with 4, 5, and 6 kids, you're barely taking care of them anyway. But anyway, they're coming after your kids. So they'll grant them the right to plant evidence, take your kids. You say, why, V? Well, because Hollywood is loaded and built upon pedophilia. Our politicians are deeply immersed into pedophilia. And they're on the verge of passing laws to make it okay to be a pedophile. they've already passed a law to where you can marry your animal, you can marry someone of the same sex, and the next thing is they're coming after your children, and they want to name it a sex, gender, or a preference, a sexual preference. The Right to Life federal case is 15-55563. And I think these are the things that we need to start paying attention to. This is actually saying a social worker, who all of them are evil. If you went to college to become a social worker, you need to repent and get a life and get a real job, because you've been trained by this government to break up families and destroy them. So you come from the pits of hell and you work for Satan himself. But now they're trying to pass a law to where you can go in and plant evidence and take the child that you want or that somebody tells you to go after. Ladies and gentlemen, our children are coming up missing. They're being raped, murdered, massacred, and sacrificed unto Moloch. Something that you don't want to believe is real because you think it's a conspiracy theory when you hear about the owl at Bohemian Grove and the burning fire, and that this has been going on since the dawn of time, that people have been sacrificing their children. This is the only reason why they would think to pass a law like this, so that they could at will go in and take whatever child or break up whatever home they want to. So we're battling on a couple of different fronts, that this is the real purpose why they're coming about with the fake news, why your president and Donald Trump, everybody's calling news fake news and attacking the media. It is a show, ladies and gentlemen. You're watching a reality show to control you and your mind. I like the way Denzel put it. If you don't read and watch the news, you'll be uninformed. But if you do read and watch the news, you'll be misinformed. You're all being led around like bulls with rings in their nose and pulled in the direction they want you to go, which is satanic mind control. Our entire population believes the gospel truth is whatever they see on TV, on a sitcom, a reality show, or a damn commercial. When that entire tell-a-lie television, mind programming institute, MK Ultra machine, is designed to get into your psyche and program you because you don't have enough sense to pick up a book and educate yourself to be able to delineate what's real and what's true. If there's anything you can do at this level before this thing goes to the Supreme Court, I need you to do what you can to write letters and to fight this to the hilt, because we do not need them coming in trying to destroy families. This will work in tangent with all of the executive orders that have been passed, where they can lawfully detain you, they can arrest you, they can commandeer your food, your rations. You're going up here buying all this food, rations, and guns. They can take your guns. All these executive orders have been passed. You have no protection, I'm sorry to tell you. And your vote doesn't mean jack. So these things were prophesied that they would happen and transpire. You just don't know how and when it's going to happen, but you've allowed so many laws to be passed and things to transpire right in front of your face that we have a split, divided country. There's no such thing as making America great again. It never was great because it was built upon the blood and backs of slaves and the bloodshed of Native Americans. And don't even think it's better somewhere else, because this country is working hand in hand with the global elite, NATO, the United Nations, because there is something that they are striving to deal with, and that is the rise of a nation of people that are being disenfranchised right now because it's biblical prophecy. And I'm sorry to inform you that prophecy is being fulfilled right before your eyes. This is a travesty, and you didn't even know what was going on. Supreme Court saying it's okay to come in here and lie, there goes more of your Constitution. And everybody wants to point the finger at Obama. You got some people saying, I'm glad he's gone. You got some people missing him already because they're afraid of what's to come. And like I said, this system never worked for me. I have to work for myself and believe in the Most High to supply my needs. Nobody's safe, sorry to tell you. So I'll keep it moving. Going to the next article. And this is a commentary for me. And I want to talk about this because the whole world is losing its faith because they're becoming more involved and entrenched into satanic worship. And there, more people don't want anything to do with the status quo or the institute of religion. More people are ascribing to science and technology as being their gods. And more people are worshiping themselves as opposed to worshiping something that they can't see because it's a question of faith. And faith is a substance of a thing that you cannot see. And people like tangible things. This whole world is given to idol worship and covetousness. So why wouldn't they be given to tangible things as opposed to having faith in the intangible and having a heart and bettering your fellow mankind? The love of many has waxed cold. It's funny that many people are becoming what we know as deism or deists, and deism has become a religion for a lot of people. It's derived from a Latin word meaning God, a little God, and it's a philosophical position, which a lot of people ascribe to philosophy. It's a philosophical disposition that says, yeah, there's a God and he has laws, but he has nothing to do with us. He's just standing back watching us. And this is something that you find a lot of these Illuminatis and elite believing in, that, yeah, he's there, but he's not going to do anything to help you or better your situation. So do what you want. This is why we have a lot of homosexuals and gays living a particular lifestyle, because they want to believe that I can do whatever I want and worship whoever I want as well as myself. Now, it doesn't say what kind of God. It just says that there's not a God that interacts with us whatsoever. And this has been intellectually designed to destroy your faith and belief in the fact that prophetically this Bible is spot on. And then on top of that, you have your agnostics, a person who believes that there's nothing you can find, there's nothing that is known, nothing that can be known to prove the existence or nature of a supreme being or the Most High. So these are the people that disregard every prophetic event and everything they can't question and dispel it. And that's the type of world that we're living in. But they're quick to love a Harry Potter movie, a seance, the worship of a stone, of a magnet, or of another person. And this is alluded to, well, you know, I'd probably be referred to as a theist because I believe in the Most High. I believe in his existence. And he's the creative source of all things. But when you look at these subtle terms, and man always wants to explain away attitudes to give people another option and alternative, it's just to destroy the fiber, the contextual fabric of what we were actually created upon. It's been destroyed. That's the only thing I see getting ready to transpire. And even more so, once again, you have a certain sect of people putting their trust in a man because his skin color is akin to theirs, and that they feel that if they can keep a certain group of people enslaved and take away their power, that they'll be the elite and things will work out better for them. There is no reversing. But then again, things have never gotten better. I'm looking at what's happening in our churches, and I did say this. Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey passed the baton to the churches, Christian churches alike, which are nothing but spawns of the Catholic Church. Homosexuality from the priests that molest the little boys, which is why they want to take your kids, all the way to the Christian church, the black church, and the white church, where there's nothing but homosexuality running through there rampantly, and they expect you to deal with it. I don't think it's a coincidence the passing of an Eddie Long, and he deteriorated right before our eyes within the space of a year. Judgment is real. You don't call yourself the King of Israel and play with the Most High. I'm not afraid to tell you that judgment is real and that that was a result of judgment. I'm not here to put him in heaven or hell. That's not my place. But I know that the Most High's judgment is real and that he said that judgment would begin in the house of the Most High. Those of you that play with the word and that play with him and that think you can play with the lifestyles and live any kind of way, it will not transpire. I think what we're getting ready to see is the shaking of the social fabric of this so-called country, and that the illusion that you're living in, this matrix, is getting ready to be destroyed right before your eyes. When I see all of the food is GMO, it's all fake. Your water's tainted. The vaccinations, the laws that have been set in place, the social tension, the racial tension, the countries that want to go to war for the resources, the coming impending economic collapse in order to bring us to a global society so that we might have one world economy. This is all prophetic. But you're being distracted. Brothers and sisters, I tell you, and I can't express this enough, faith is not something that should be done away with because you want to peek over the fence of Scientology, of deism, or figure out what you want to become because you don't want to hold on to your mother and father's religion. Well, I don't like religion anyway, but I do believe in spirituality. And I know that if you can believe that a computer can be created by a mind and programmed to do many things, then you need to believe in divine creation and stop thinking that something just blew up and existed. That takes a whole lot of faith. And I see people use faith every day when they turn around to sit down in a chair and don't turn around to look to see if it's going to be there, but they just know it's going to catch them. Let me say this to the minorities in my people. Politics have never worked for you. They were designed to keep you down and to keep you destroyed. And the only way you're going to become free is in your mind. I'm sick of these people who are talking about their truthers and they're awake and you're in camps. What you're caught up is in to sensationalism and you're doing over again the Christian church and you're making a mockery of yourself and you're beginning to look like fools and idiots. I will not give you my energy. My energy is being devoted to bettering the man that's next to me that I can help, or the one that needs my help physically and spiritually. But I will not give over my creative energy that the Most High gave me to help someone to change them to foolishness, genealogies, babblings, confrontations over things that have no edification or encouragement or lift up the spiritual equality of a man. I will have nothing to do with that. The reality of the situation, brothers and sisters, is that you're all being distracted. You've been duped into comparative self-worth. If you're not looking at someone you work with or someone in your family, you're looking at the next race to see how your race is doing, and you're caught up into comparative self-worth. You don't even know how to value yourself. You don't even know what your purpose is in this earth. And crux at the core, you're afraid, and you're afraid of life. You're afraid of your life and your existence because you have a fear of death, not knowing that that's a part of life, that this outer shell will dissipate, but your eternal, your spirit is eternal, and it is the essence of who you truly are. And if you're not building that up, you're not building anything up. There's a lot of hate in this world. Change what you can change that's immediately next to you, and don't fall into the trap of letting your faith be destroyed. The Most High is not going to just reveal himself to you because he wants you to seek him out and to search him out and to be what you want to see. And if you believe in somebody, forget somebody changing something. You be the change that you want to see and stop letting hatred eat you up from the inside because you envy another racial group. That's my commentary. That's all I wanted to say this evening. I'm going to cut it short. It makes me want to holler the way they're doing our lives. That's why I play that song, because we're letting them control our lives. But when you break away mentally and spiritually, you will see through this. You will know the truth, because trust me, they will take away what they call fake news real soon. And if you don't have a platform to stand on, you won't be successful. You won't make it. I'm B. Torah, leaving you with what I always say, that the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. Peace and blessings.
Everybody thinks we're all the mother. Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother.
Simply call us we wear our hair long.
Mother, mother.
Ooh.